USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
In his first public appearance since leaving office, former President Donald Trump promised that his journey was far from over.
To so many wonderful friends, conservatives, and fellow citizens in this room and all across our country, I stand before you today to declare that the incredible journey we began together, we went through a journey like nobody else. There's never been a journey like it. There's never been a journey so successful. We began it together 4 years ago, and it is far from being over.
In his nearly 90-minute speech Sunday to the Conservative Political Action Conference, the former president also criticized the early decisions of his successor, saying that President Biden had the most disastrous first month of any president in modern history. This is USA Radio News.
Hey friends, awesome and amazing day. It's John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health.
Today I have a message for you women. We have women that come to us all the time, every single day with the same issues. They're tired of being tired and they are hopeless, completely hopeless because they have tried everything to lose weight.
And when we say everything, we mean everything. We have clients that have done keto, vegan, carrot in water, celery in water. I mean every excruciating, crazy diet you can imagine, and nothing has worked for them. But we have great news for you. Our breakthrough science of intercellular hydration resets your hypothalamus, resets your metabolism. Go on our website, energizehealth.com. Look at the testimonials of real women just like you. Log on today to energizehealth.com.
While gas customers are waiting for the increase in their utility bills from the recent extreme weather, oil and gasoline experts are predicting another shocker. John Clements has the details from the USA Radio News Texas Bureau.
That prediction comes from fourth-generation oil and gas professional Jay Young of Dallas-based King Operating.
You know, not natural gas, but your gasoline at the pump is going to go up. And it's going to go up substantially. I mean, we've already seen gasoline prices over the last 2 to 3 months go up 30-40 cents, and it's not going to get any better. It's not going to get any better anytime soon.
Jay Young tells us to expect $4 a gallon later this year.
We're going to be paying a lot more. We'll be paying $4 at the pump by end of this year.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
The national average for regular is currently $2.71 a gallon, nearly 10 cents more than a week ago. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
New travel restrictions are being imposed to try to contain an outbreak of Ebola in West Africa. Wendy King has the story from the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau.
The government is implementing new measures to prevent the spread of the Ebola virus by travelers from Guinea and the Democratic Republic of Congo entering the country, according to the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. The announcement comes after Ebola outbreaks in the two African countries that have killed a combined 9 people, according to the WHO. Previous outbreaks in the countries, as well as Liberia and Sierra Leone, killed thousands of people. In a statement, the CDC said the Ebola outbreaks in the two countries are in remote areas, and the risk of spreading to the U.S. is extremely low. The Biden administration is committed to working closely with the affected countries to end these outbreaks before they grow into epidemics.
And former NFL defensive lineman Lewis Nix was found dead Saturday in Florida, several days after being reported missing. Nix was reported missing last Wednesday, with the Jacksonville County Sheriff's Office reporting that they were searching for him. Authorities pulled a car matching the description of Nix's from a retention pond near his apartment on Saturday. No cause of death has been released. Nix was a 4-star prospect at Notre Dame and was drafted by the Houston Texans in 2014. He spent 3 seasons in the NFL with the Texans, Giants, Washington football team, and Jaguars. Lewis Nix was 29. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.